Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history, and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
This is Stefan Mihailu on the News Radio 930 WBEN line, and on the line right now is Joe Exotic, the Tiger King. Joe, how are you? It's good to hear from you.
Hey, man, I appreciate you having me. I'm doing okay, considering...
I was just going to say, under the circumstances, you're in federal prison. How are you?
It's a tough job fighting cancer and dealing with everything, and then, you know, going through the appeal process and stressing out about court and all that. And then, you know, Monday I was supposed to have my blood infusion, and half of the government shut down and the BOP saying they can't do it because the medical is contracted and nobody can guarantee a payment. So I didn't even get my infusion.
So the government shutdown impacted your health care.
It's crazy, and that they can push you in a cage and they cannot do your health care because they're worried about who's going to pay the bill. But if you're running a zoo and you have an animal that needs veterinary care, they're gonna put you in jail for animal cruelty if you don't provide adequate veterinary care.
Joe, can you fill in our WBEN listeners about what is the status of any possible either pardon or commutation or something for President Trump? What is the latest on that?
Well, we just filed my Supreme Court appeal last night, as a matter of fact, to try and see if the Supreme Court will hear my case and be able to grant me a retrial. My clemency has been filed at the White House with Ed Martin, and I did my lawyers got an email from the pardon attorney's office, and so did the prison, about an update, about what classes I've been taking and whether I've been in trouble or anything. And they responded, you know, with I've taken over 30 classes in the last 6 months and completed them and haven't been in any trouble. And I'm a little over 4 years from the door. So they recommended that they go ahead and grant my clemency, but we haven't heard anything.
Is there any hope for you after the president pardoned George Santos? Did you see that case and say, hey, if President Trump is going to pardon George Santos, there's hope for Joe Exotic, the Tiger King?
Well, you know, every time somebody gets pardoned, you think that there's going to be hope. You know, I had hope once the Chrisleys got pardoned that I would be on that short list soon. And then, you know, George got his way. Well, he didn't get a pardon. He got clemency, didn't he? He got clemency and was able to get out too. But, you know, he had Marjorie Taylor Greene behind him too, writing letters to President Trump too. And unfortunately, I don't have anybody in that kind of a power or stance behind me right now in order to push that. But, you know, I did hire Peter Tichtin, Trump's longtime friend lawyer, and he is now doing my appeal with the United States Supreme Court and tagged his name on my clemency application that the White House already has. But yeah, you know, I mean, I'm glad George got out. You know, he was in the SHU the entire time, which is hell. You know, I spent 2 years and 8 months in solitary confinement when this all first started, and it shouldn't happen to anybody. But no, I'm glad George got out. I just hope that he is an advocate for what he left behind, which is what 150,000 people in this system that are going through the same stuff, living in the SHU every day. Because when I get out of here, and I'm gonna make it out of here one day, but when I get out of here, prison reform is gonna be one of my top priorities.
Well, can you talk about that a little bit? You mentioned, you know, the other reality stars and their pardon. Obviously, Netflix was huge. Even, you know, I told my wife, Ashley, hey, I'm going to be talking to Joe again. He's going to be on WBEN. She goes, oh, that guy got me through COVID. So can you just believe, like, do you sit back sometimes in prison that, like, hey, I went from Carol Baskin to being in solitary confinement for years?
Isn't that kind of funny, though? Because I talked to, you know, my lawyers are doing that phone call thing right now to pay for this SCOTUS application, So everybody that I talk to, everybody says the same thing. You got me through COVID. You got me through COVID. You know, all it was a television show. I'm glad that, you know, it was entertaining and it gave you something to do during COVID. But don't forget that I'm a real live human being. And in season two of Tiger King, they all admitted to perjury and said that they made it up, you know. And then God, the hitman, even went one step further and said, you know, took them to the zoo and showed them how the original plan was to kill me, to steal the zoo. But, you know, I got you through COVID. Now I need you. I need the world. So hashtag President Trump everywhere you see a post, you know, whether it's on Truth Social or Twitter or Instagram or Facebook. And, you know, free Joe Exotic. I need some, this is my turn to ask for help. I need the public to help me get through this.
Well, that was my next question, Joe, because obviously this is airing on News Radio 930 WBEN in Buffalo, but it is online. We're going on social media. A lot of people are going to listen to you, whether it's online, live on the radio, on WBEN, or on social media. So what would you say to those folks about your plight and what you want them to say or do concerning President Trump and a potential pardon?
You know, first of all, I got to say thank you to everyone around the world, and especially in America here, that has supported me and saw that I shouldn't be here. But it's the letters and the love and the support from everybody that made me get through those 2 years and 8 months of being in solitary confinement, because I laid there every day wishing God would stop my heart. And it's you, the fans, that got me through that. So now I reach out and beg for your support of helping me make enough noise that President Trump will. I don't even need a pardon. You know, just sign my clemency, give me time served, let me go home. I've lost my zoo. I've lost my home. My parents have died. I have nothing. When I walk out of here, I'm going to walk out of here with the clothes that the BOP gives me. And that's fine, because I'm going to start over. And now I have the platform to show the world what good I can do and what good I used to do, because I have goals now. And one of those goals is I'm going to use my platform to fix 5,000 little kids' faces that were born with cleft palates. I want to travel the world and help underprivileged kids, because I've lived 8 years of living in rat filth infested mold, called the Bureau of Prisons. and it really touched me, and it really done something. And so now I want to get out of here, and I want to use that to benefit people that are living in the same conditions, if not worse, but out in the free world. And so, you know, Netflix showed a crazy part of me, but you got to keep in mind that was all scripted for a reality television show. And I wish that the world would give me the opportunity to come back out and show you the real Joe for a change.
Well, this is Stefan Mihailu on News Radio 930 WBEN with Joe Exotic, the Tiger King. You mentioned the Netflix show, Joe, and looking back, are there any regrets, especially when it comes to Carol Baskin or things of that nature, looking back on it now and thinking, man, I wish I never would have met that lady?
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, you know, and everybody asked me the same thing, Stefan, and it's not the fight that me and Carol had that put me here. I wished I'd have never met Jeff Lowe. Because Jeff Lowe is the snake that set this all up, because he wanted my zoo. He wanted to be the Tiger King. All right. Carol, me and Carol had this online feud because it made money for each other. She convinced her followers that I abused baby tigers, and they gave her money, you know, to stop me. And I convinced everybody on JoeExoticTV.com that she was bad crazy, you know, and killed her husband. And that's how I got my followers. And I never even seen or talked to Carol in real life until the day of my trial. So I don't regret anything really with Carol. That was all propaganda for TV and for online presence. It's Jeff Lowe is the snake in this little crowd that pulled this all off.
So I know, Joe, real quickly, we're on somewhat limited time here, obviously, with your phone call from within the walls of prison. Can you take me through just what your life is like behind bars? I know you spent, again, literally months and years in solitary confinement. But for our listeners on WBEN, what is your life like right now going from, you know, international star, which you still are, but what's your day like? What is it like behind those walls in prison?
Well, I mean, it's pretty blank. You know, you get up early in the morning for inspection, and then I spend most of my day at rec, outside walking, working out, drawing, learning different things. But again, I take a lot of classes to stay busy and try and show the White House that, you know, instead of sitting here doing drugs and drinking alcohol, which is in here, I'm staying busy and I'm staying productive. And then, you know, by the time you go to rec in the morning and then you come back and you go to lunch and then you go back to rec and then you come back for dinner and then you go back to rec until 8 o'clock at night, your day's pretty much over. But, you know, I can see, and it's a sad part, and that's the part that I want to help reform prison, is a lot of people come here not addicted to drugs and they leave addicted to drugs because there's nothing else to do in here but do drugs.
Really? That's prevalent.
It's crazy. And that's the only crazy thing that I never understand when I'm watching the news. You know, we're out there blowing up boats, supposedly for drugs, but we can't keep them out of the fenced-in federal prison. It just doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, it sounds bananas, but what
it is bananas.
What else would you want to say to President Trump, Joe? Because, again, you know, this is being broadcast on WBEN in Buffalo, but also on social media. So if there's something you could say to President Trump, what would it be?
I would say, President Trump, I wish that you would set the whole Tiger King show aside and look at the papers that I filed with my clemency, all of the character references, the good that I used to do with children and feeding the homeless and taking care of the vets and everything else that I did for community service. And give me a chance to come back to the free world, and I will make you so proud of what I can do with my platform now for the good of people all over America and the world. And I just ask you, you know, again, set the TV character Joe Exotic aside and let Joseph Maldonado out of prison so he can make you proud and show the world that you did a good thing by signing my clemency. And again, I look up to you, sir. Whether you're guilty or not, you have 34 convictions. They indicted you 94 times. I went to trial and they punished me by re-indicting me 18 more times. Okay, so we both know what the system's like. I don't need a pardon. Sign my clemency, give me time, sir, let me go. Because if my president of the United States can be such a success, I can walk out of here a felon and I can be just as big of a success, because that's how much I look up to you.
Hey, I want to switch gears now when it comes to your life behind bars and even sporting events, things are on TV. Do you get to watch television, sports, NFL football at all?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes.
Well, we are here.
There's TVs everywhere.
I got to ask you, Joe, we're here in Buffalo, and a lot of people think the Bills got screwed by the officials in the game against Denver. I mean, were you able to watch any of the playoffs, or do you share those sentiments about the Buffalo Bills not being in the Super Bowl?
You know, I'm not that big on football. You know, I do know that the Seahawks and the Patriots are playing the Super Bowl, and I know all of the controversy about Bad Bunny doing halftime and stuff like that. But I'm more of I sit and watch Fox all day long and try and stay up with the news and see what's going on out in the world. So when I do make it out of here, I'm not so far behind on trying to catch up.
So any thoughts on the Super Bowl, Seattle and New England? Because I can tell you, everybody in Buffalo does not want New England to win the Super Bowl.
I'm I'm laying my flat on the Seahawks. I don't know if I'm going to win or lose, but that's the team that everybody in here seems to be rooting for.
Gotcha. All right, Joe, one last question for you. Again, this is Staffan Mihailu on News Radio 930 WBEN with Joe Exotic, the Tiger King. Is there anything you want to say? I know you've made your passionate plea to President Trump on this platform about a commutation, a pardon, but anything you want to say to the WBEN listeners in Buffalo about your plight, about your life, and what happens next for Joe Exotic?
Thank you all for the love and support. Know that I send my love and respect to each and every one of you that are listening to this. Please reach out to social media to President Trump to sign my clemency, and let's have a huge Tiger King comeback party, okay? And let's do season 3 and show the world what really happened.
And you're ready for that season 3 when you're out of federal prison?
I am, because I have 6,000 video files from that zoo that nobody's ever seen. And people need to see the truth. They really do.
All right. That's Joe Exotic. And what about social media for the Tiger King? If our WBEN listeners want to look you up and find you, where can they do that?
Joe _ Exotic on Instagram. And Tiger King Legend on X. And Joseph Maldonado on Facebook. But if you get on pardonjoeexotic.com, that's pardonjoeexotic.com, sign my petition. All the links are there to all of the social media websites. It'd be easier for you to find than searching through hundreds of fake accounts. Pardonjoeexotic.com, sign the petition directly to President Trump. I think there's something like 33,000 signatures so far. But I need to get that up into the hundreds of thousands, so... everybody out there in the Buffalo area, know that I send my love. George Santos, if you hear this, man, I could use your help, because I think me and you could make some big changes in not only the prison system, but around the world.
All right. Sounds good. Greatly appreciate joining us. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Seth.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.